So hello guys, so today's our topic is motion in a plane. Now, what is motion in a plane? It is a motion of a body under 2D frame, means two-dimensional frame. Now, what is uniform circular motion? When an object follows a circular path at a constant speed, the motion of the object is called uniform circular motion. Means, जब भी object circular path को constant speed से follow करता है, तो उस motion को हम uniform circular motion कहते हैं. अब angular velocity क्या होती है? W is equals to theta upon t and angular acceleration is equals to d is equals to delta W upon delta t. Example merry-go-round. Now centripetal force. A body in a circular motion acted upon by the acceleration directed towards center of circular motion. Now let's learn about the what is the formula of the motion of a body. Now there are two formulas, ux is equals to u cos theta and uy is equals to u sin theta. Means agar aap x axis pe kaam kare to aapko cos theta lagega aur agar y axis ka hai to sin theta lagega. Now what are the components of the acceleration? Components of the acceleration at any instant, like ax is equals to 0 and ay is equals to g. Position after the time t will be x is equals to u cos theta t and y will be equals to u sin theta t minus half gt square. Now equation of path of projectile. Y is equals to x tan theta minus g upon 2u square q 2u square cos square x square. So now let's learn about the projectile motion. What is projectile motion? Motion of a object that is in flight after being thrown. ठीक है? Means motion of an object that is in flight after being thrown. Now there are three types of projectile motion. Firstly, total time of flight TF is equals to 2u sin theta upon g. Maximum height u square sin square theta upon 2g. And horizontal range r is equals to u square sin 2 theta upon g. Now subtraction of two vectors, how will do it? A vector minus b vector will be equals to a vector plus minus b vector. Multiplication of two vectors by real number lambda to lambda into a vector is equals to lambda a vector. Position of the displacement of the vector will be equals to a position vector r vector will be equals to x into I cap plus y into j cap. Displacement vector will be equals to delta r vector will be equals to delta x I cap plus delta y j cap. Velocity of the vector will be equals to vx I cap plus vj j cap and magnitude of the mode of vector v will be equals to under root vx ka square plus vy ka square. Now what is relative velocity? Vector of ab will be equals to vector of a minus vector b. Vector of BA will be equals to vector B minus vector A. Vector AB will be equals to minus vector BA. And mode of vector AB will be equals to the mode of vector BA. Now acceleration of D vector. Acceleration of D vector will be equals to AI cap, AX I cap plus AY J cap. And AX will be equals to DV by DT, means differentiation of velocity by differentiation of time taken. And AY will be equals to the DV by DT. And mode of A will be equals to under root AX ka square plus AY ka square. Now what are the types of the vectors? There are five types of vectors. Firstly, zero or null vector. It has a zero magnitude and arbitrary direction. Unit vector, it has a magnitude as one or unity, means a vector upon a mode vector. Now what is equal vectors? Vectors having the same direction and the magnitude. And what are negative vectors? Vectors having the same magnitude but opposite direction. Example, vector a will be equal to the vector minus b. Now, co-initial vectors, vectors having the common starting point. So this is for all today. I hope you liked the session. If you liked the session, then please follow us and do subscribe us on the channel Educatish. See you in the next video. Till then, bye.